Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, baby. You can call me Poo. Because all I want is you, honey.
I actually really like Winnie the Pooh.
I know, he's pretty cute.
But he's also not wearing pants.
Yeah.
Like no. Never mind.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to tell him to get a new bad joke. Instead, tell him that he's adorable. Yeah. And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves you an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Wendy, what's up? It's Tom. Look, I just got to come out and say it. I took you to dinner. I took you for drinks after that. Then I took you for ice cream, all right? Then I took you for drinks to celebrate the ice cream. Then I took you to a movie. I bought you a bracelet. And then we went for more drinks to celebrate the bracelet. And you still give me a 4-star Uber review? Do you realize that brings down my whole overall number? My whole overall score is dropping down because of that? And I went out of my way, okay? So I'm just telling you, I deserve 5 stars, all right? Can you change it? Just go back and change it, all right? Call me back.
Next message.
Okay, whoa. That was an Uber driver.
That was an Uber driver. He didn't actually take her and pay for it. He just drove
just
her
drove
there
her
because
around.
She paid him to do that.
Yeah. How long was that day? Like 3 days of Uber rides?
Yeah. Wow. It's a lot of celebrating, though. And I appreciate that about her. You know,
yeah,
any reason to celebrate is that girl's motto.
She had drinks to celebrate drinks.
Yeah. Good on you, girl. I'm glad you were safe driving.
Okay.
There we go.
Next message.
Hey, Julie, this is Rich. I am your dad's friend, actually. I've met you a couple times at the house and stuff. I've been over there, so I know you know me. I know you definitely know me, but calling for a little something weird. I just was, I got kind of a vibe from you the other day, and just hoping we could hook up. And listen, I know I'm your dad's friend, but I'm trying to keep it secret. I don't really want this to be a big thing. I'm sure your dad won't approve because of our age difference. I know you just turned 21, but I'm only twice as old? It's not really that big a deal. And honestly, if we can keep it secret and hang out and honestly do some other stuff, I'd like to screw around with you. So, I mean, call me. You know how to get in touch with me.
Next message.
That was a lot. Good on her.
Part of me is like cringe, and then I'm like, I think when I'm in my 40s, I'm probably going to be that guy.
So gross.
Still at 21. No. Yo, what up? You trying to have some shots?
At least he waited till she was 21.
Okay.
I mean, he's probably been going over to her house and she was 12 or whatever. He had the patience to wait until she was of age.
There is zero credit there.
Oh, come on. Most men wouldn't wait that long.
That is disgusting.
Next message.
Hey, it's haven't heard from you. I've been trying to get a hold of you for a few days now and haven't been returning my phone calls or text messages. And so I just wanted to let you know that don't ever call me back. Don't text me. Don't ever try to get a hold of me because you know what? You're not even worth my time and I can do a lot better. To be honest, I didn't even think you were even that attractive. I just thought I'd give you a chance and
next message.
That hurts. Oh,
that
hurts.
Wow.
Hey, you're the ugly one. Uh-huh. I'm not supposed to be calling you back.
Yeah. Isn't that the worst when you get stood up or ditched by someone who you think is below your level?
Just trying to take the power back. Yeah. I was only dating you out of pity. I was just going to marry you because I felt bad.
I remember dating this one guy, and I was like, wait, you can't break up with me.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to break up with you.
Exactly.
And remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to somebody who's creeping you out so they can call it and leave an awkward voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Brianna, it's Brian. I just wanted to give you a call and follow up about potentially hanging out again. I know this is going to sound kind of weird, but the elders at my church have this thing that they would like me to do. I don't know how to say this, but I guess, so they want to just do a personality test. It's not that big of a deal. It's just to make sure that we match up. And, just kind of one of the things that they've done. And I've done this before. A couple girls I've taken there before to do this. And, you know, they didn't match well in the agreeableness and the neuroticism categories. What? So, I mean, that was a bummer, but I think we're going to be good. I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to pass it, you know, not a problem. But, you know, just in case, you know, just shove a few pennies in your shoe before they strap you to the machine. It's safe. So other than that, I think we'll be good. So just give me a call back and we can try to schedule this out.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
What kind of church is this?
I think when he said church, he meant cult.
Yeah.
Like he was confused.
And they're seeing if she'd be a good fit for the cult.
Yeah, for the cult.
I think it sounds very romantic.
Yeah, would, Jeffrey. Strapped? That is not shocking to me. You love be strapped to any machine.
You're telling me your husband, Michael, didn't take you into the basement of a church and strap you to a machine with a bunch of elders around?
Yeah, isn't that why we call you Penny Feet?
Yeah.
That's how you got your
No. No, that's just because I keep one in my shoe. For good luck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's just a coincidence. I see.
Next message. Hi, Orson. It's Kelly. It was so nice meeting you the other day. You might remember me from water aerobics. You loaned me your kickboard because I came late. What a gentleman. It's funny. A couple of months ago, I joined one of those singles clubs, you know, where you do different group outings, like at museums and such. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that, the men didn't want to have as much sex as me. I just like to be up front with other singles when you're talking to them. And I just got a very good vibe from you in the water aerobics class. You didn't seem to tire at all. And that's what I like.
Oh.
Call me back, Orson, okay?
I think Orson is missing out.
He did. I don't know where she does her water aerobics class, but I guarantee after that message, it just got booked out for the next 12 months with dudes. Listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.